The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, fourth day of January 2017. I don't know what it is, but I'm finding it easier to say 2017 than I did 2016 or 2015 or even 2014. I do not know why. Did we pass someplace in the universe that upset the balance of things? I don't know. Five things you might have missed. No, well, let me clarify this. Five things the American people might have missed if they were busy paying attention to Megyn Kelly on Fox, or maybe watching MSNBC or NBC or CBS or ABC. It's been made official. Megyn Kelly's last day will be this Friday.
Oh.
On Fox. Now, she grabbed a chunk of change on this. Evidently, Fox offered her $25 million, and she turned that down. And that was, five more million than what she had made in her previous contract. And since she stepped out of the box of being a rather well-preserved, I guess, 45-year-old, or 46, one of the two, put in her mid-40s, she was not a journalist. She was a climber of the ladder of success. She was a lawyer, and evidently, lawyering, man, it's a lot of book work. It's not like you got to read a teleprompter. You know, these people don't put their stories together. They have writers. They have input into it. They bring in their own sparkling personality. But that's about it. And what really did her in was this book about her success, which in a field, folks, if I'm going to tout success, it would be in a field that, well, something that I had done from the bottom up. She kind of did that, working at this TV station or that TV station. Well, it's getting comfortable in front of a camera. And as long as that camera likes you and you've got something of a personality, north of, say, a slug, well, yeah, I guess you can call that your groundwork. But what really happened at Fox with her is she pissed off a lot of people, a lot of them. Sean Hannity don't like her no more. Bill O'Reilly doesn't like her. I mean, geez, if Bill O'Reilly didn't like me, would I lose any sleep over it? No. And she was in on the Roger Ailes bye-bye over there at Fox. Because Greta Van Susteren actually sued him. That's the reason why she's no longer with Fox. Of course, if you get mauled at Fox, you can't talk about it, and you get to sue and get a chunk of change, but basically your career is pretty much over. But she doesn't have an easy road here. How she thinks she's going to fit into a liberal audience, she's going to have a little bit of a problem. And most of the people that have done this, like Katie Couric and the like, have failed miserably. So she's going to have her contract. I don't know what performance clauses are in that contract, but she's grabbing a bag full of money, and this is just about the end of Megyn Kelly. I cannot wait to see her on NBC and see her fail. But isn't that a good fit for Megyn Kelly? I think so. Well, this has been a very interesting. I didn't do a 2016 recap because, quite frankly, most of the stuff that happened in 2016 was well worth forgetting, certainly not remembering. But there have been people. I mean, George Michael died? Really? Was this the guy that... He was pro-Palestine. That's when his career went. It wasn't because he was caught masturbating in a public restroom out in L.A. That didn't have anything to do with it. No, that's right. Hollywood loves that kind of stuff. But he was pro-Palestinian, you say, Mike? Oh, well. Just somebody I'd want to have on my side. I wonder how the Palestinians felt about that. You know, George Michael, he was when he was younger, he was an attractive individual. Obviously, other guys thought so as well. And he had a few hits, but all this stuff of, you know, really? George Michael? Now, there's a lot of these people that passed away. David Bowie, he was a good performer. He was a little bit weird. He had his sexual stuff there as well. But, you know, there were some people that died in 2016, and evidently there's a lot of them. As happens with the human race. We're not Energizer bunnies. We just don't keep going and going and going. One day we stop, and we fall over, and then we get buried. The writer over at Anti-Media, to be fair to the writer, I'll include some of her, what I would consider to be less than important points here, but she says that I know all of his 20 albums by heart. Felt like a piece of my childhood had disappeared. When Philip Seymour Hoffman died, what did he die of, Mike? A coke ball, or what do they call those things? He was doing heroin and cocaine, shooting it, and he... Seymour Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, heroin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Speedballs, or whatever they call it. At any rate, you know, here was a guy that was a good actor, but he had a little problem. Now, if you're going to do drugs recreationally, you want to keep recreating with the drugs. I don't think... Unless he was suicidal and there was no indication that he was, great. My recreational activities is going to kill me. Not a good thing. So, 2016, basically, according to the mainstream media, was known for a year a bunch of celebrities had died. Now, over the Christmas weekend, as I said, people mourned the loss of George Michael. I wasn't exactly in tears. Carrie Fisher, she died. And her mother died the day after. Much bigger star than Carrie Fisher ever thought of being. But they were advocates for gay rights and mental illness, respectively, by the way. Now, Prince died. And again, he OD'd, man. Drugs killed him. I don't know what it is. And how old was Mike? Yeah, how old was he? 50? Still look good for being 50. I don't know what it is about hitting 50. Michael Jackson checked. I'm sorry? 57. He was? Holy mackerel. I don't know. Maybe the drugs made him look good. I don't know. But there was definitely a guy with musical talent. Some likened him kind of, well, one of the best guitarists out there. But, you know, all this sexual stuff that was always part of his gig, part of his act. You know, Purple Rain wasn't a bad movie, except for the sexual stuff. It could have done without it. But I guess Hollywood can't produce a movie anymore without dangling sex in front of you, because after all, sex sells, right? Well, the deaths of celebrities are usually followed by a cathartic release of collective emotion. You know, it's kind of like this ritualistic public funeral pyre that's become more heated with the rise of social media. It's not, I won't say it's not necessarily unhealthy or shallow. Well, maybe a little bit shallow. Yeah. However, when the topic of celebrity deaths becomes one of the biggest news stories of the year, we've reached a dangerous impasse on this thing called cognitive dissonance. The past year's fascination with celebrity deaths may speak to displaced and deep-seated feelings of loss, helplessness, and anger, frustrated by our inability to control global affairs or even the nuances of our own supposed representative democracy. There's that word again. Here's my pledge for 2017. If I'm able to correct anybody that uses that term, or if I'm close enough to a politician, I'll go to jail, I'll slap them for it. We seem to need to grasp the hold of the instances of this collective loss in the realm of this popular culture. Thank you, Twitter. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, snowflakes. Consumer culture and news media disenfranchisement have done such a comprehensive job of dehumanizing and alienating us from the community and selfhood that celebrity deaths are the closest we get to embracing our own mortality and the precariousness of the human race. It's much easier to post a meme about the death of a pop culture icon than to have nuanced discussion on climatic genocide of the Syrian refugee crisis, let's say. Now, she points out that this article is not something, it's not to suggest there's something psychologically wrong with, you know, mourning a loss of a beloved celebrity. You know, when I was growing up, and most of these people that were good actors in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, you know, watching those movies, not this supplanted sex stuff, which really started in the 60s in Hollywood. But, you know, when the big silver screen stars died, you know, I mean, and there, I mean, the John Waynes and the, you know, the Yul Brynners or whatever, you know, it wasn't, your name wasn't attached to salaciousness or lewdness or, you know, whatever. You know, Marlon Brando, you know, what was the movie he did, just highly contentious, sexual, whatever, Last Tango in Paris. Yeah, I watched about half of that movie and turned it off. Wasn't exactly a tribute to his acting abilities. It was like reading some pervert CD diary entries. but beyond that, you know, there was a time that actors wanted to protect their images. Now they seem to embrace this. They think that it's their sexual liberation or freedom. I suppose. You know, I'm not in their minds, or I weren't in their heads. But this is the problem that a lot of these liberated people nowadays, the progressive ones, and they're the ones that are carrying around the water for the Marxists, and they don't even know it. Like I said, one day, you know, tell them that, hey, you're a communist. I am not. They'll scratch your eyes out, arguing that they're not when they really are. You know, just Just whip out your 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and hand it to him. Say, welcome, comrade. Well, some of the things that went on didn't get any coverage at all. And if it did, very minimal. Obama, by the way, quietly signed the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law. Now, in my estimation, that was one of the most important news stories of 2016. And its passage flew completely under the mainstream media's radar. Why? Well, because the government squeezed it into an NDA, a omnibus bill over the Christmas weekend. The resulting Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act is Orwellian to the point that it would be hilarious if it weren't terrifying. The government simply changed the name of Ministry of Truth to Global Engagement Center, which will be an international hub for disseminating facts-based narratives and suppressing alternative media. And that's exactly what it's going to do. I mean, you're seeing this. You saw the stories pop up in Italy just recently, in Germany. This is a worldwide thing, and they plan on suppressing what? Free speech, but more importantly, what that free speech is carrying. The truth. They can't handle it. They're so wrapped up and mired in their filth, in their corruption, that they can't handle the truth. And it's becoming so bad they can't, you know, like any politician. Ask a politician you really consider to be an important question, and he doesn't want to answer it, he'll dance a little bit, turn it around, and he'll talk about what he wants to talk about. Or she. Zero Hedge said that the first priority in developing a whole of government strategy for countering the foreign propaganda and disinformation being waged against us and our allies by our enemies. The bill would increase the authority, resource, and mandate of the Global Engagement Center. Doesn't that sound fuzzy to you? Doesn't that sound nice? The center will be led by the State Department, but with the active senior-level participation of the Department of Defense, USAID, the Broadcast Board of Governors. The Broadcast Board of Governors? The people that have been spitting out fake news in this country? They're going to be deciding that your news is fake? The center will develop, integrate, and synchronize whole-of-government initiatives to expose and counter foreign disinformation operations by our enemies and proactively advance fact-based narratives that support U.S. allies and interests. In other words, folks, this is 1984. These people are going to be sitting in their little cubicles looking at stuff and going, scratch, scratch, scratch. Second, the legislation seeks to leverage expertise from outside government, those all-important NGOs, to create more adaptive and responsive U.S. strategy options. Really? The legislation establishes a fund to help train local journalists and provide grants and contracts to NGO. Oh, there's the payoff. Civil society organizations, think tanks, private sector companies, media organizations, and other experts outside the U.S. government with experience in identifying and analyzing the latest trends in foreign government disinformation techniques. Wait a minute. Stop. Hold the press. Wait a minute. What does the CIA do? What does the NSA do? So we're going to leave this to a civil society organization? What, like George Soros and whatever he wants to support? Provide grants to private media organizations, the one that are lying their asses off to begin with? Really? So it's a payoff for jumping on board, for going out and getting the people purveying the real news. More on this when we get back. This is big. Biggest story, one of the biggest stories of 2016, and it'll be affecting us in 2017.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Talking about the Global Engagement Center and their upcoming activities. So we're going to be giving grants to media organizations that, well, that's their practice, is how not to be real journalists and learn how to lie and just take a script from the authorized departments of our government, our agencies, and never question, never do your own research, and never counter it. Now, the fund will complement and support the center's role by integrating capabilities and expertise available outside the government into strategy-making processes. I have no idea what the hell that means. It will also empower a decentralized network of private sector experts and integrate their expertise into the strategy-making process. So we're talking about a government-funded witch hunt group. That's basically what we're talking about here. Now, in non-newspeak language, the act will allow the government to exert influence over any media outlet it labels propaganda. And this just isn't about foreign intelligence, folks. Trust me on this one. They tried to float that turd. And Sean Hannity, by the way, did you all watch his interview with Julian Assange? Very interesting. Julian Assange, in 10 years of running WikiLeaks, they never had to retract anything. Wonder why? Well, I'll tell you the reason why. because everything they put out was the absolute truth. And Hannity knew, but he had to do this for cuteness sake on camera. He knew that that he was not going to give up his source. He tried to narrow the thing down. Well, was Russia behind these hacks for the DNC? He said no, they were not. So he says, well, can you narrow this down? It was not a state entity. In other words, it wasn't a government doing this, which left the obvious. It was an individual. So Hannity pressed him on that subject, and he tried to narrow it down. Well, did it come from the United States? And Julian Assange, true to his mission, in which, by the way, he calls his WikiLeaks a mission, just like I refer to this network as a mission, because it is, of trying to funnel the truth to the American people. In 10 years of running WikiLeaks, he hasn't gotten anything wrong. And the reason he gets this information is because he never, ever, ever gives up a source. That's why people trust him. And if you remember journalism of old in this country, folks, if you've got a tip or you had your own little deep throat or your source or whatever you wanted to call it, a good journalist would not give up their source. Now, forget it. Give it up or go to jail. While it's impossible this early to say whether or not this will severely damage the First Amendment, they tried to take the Second Amendment and people said no. As a matter of fact, people responded and it surprised them. Every time they start making noises about taking guns away or trying to limit the ability to buy a certain type of weapon or a size of a magazine, my idea, folks, you know, oh, well, you know, they got these 15-round clips. 15 rounds? What the hell is that? No, I want a magazine I can melt a barrel rifle with. That's why I love 100-round drums. Holy mackerel. Yeah, it's a little heavier. But man, you don't have to waste time reloading, you know what I mean? And if you're a good shot, just think about it. If you're in a target-rich environment and you're surrounded, what would you rather have, a 20-round clip or a 100-round drum? Well, you know the obvious answer. At any rate. So, the amendment, and how has this damaged the First Amendment? Well, thank God we have the second one. Because that's the reason why the Second Amendment is right behind the first one, in case they try to take the first one. And remember what I've said, folks. This is not over by a long shot. No pun intended. So keep practicing with your weapons in case you ever need them. Take good care of them. Oil them up. Don't let them get dusty. Because we might have to go to that cartridge box yet. We don't know.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Best thing I liked about Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the end of the movie, comes before the credits roll, screen goes dark, all of a sudden there's the image of him standing there with a towel on his head and saying, what are you still doing sitting here? It's over. Go home. At any rate, let's get back to some serious stuff here. The law calls for the substantial spending to facilitate counter-propaganda in order to ensure the government's approval of fact-based narratives. Now, whatever, and again, whatever that means. This is coming out of the basket of liars, so we're going to have to see what they consider to be fact-based narrative, seeing how they never present the facts, and they hide most of the stuff from you. Now, this is dominating news cycles and overwhelm counter-narratives pro-offered by the alternative media outlets, such as ourselves. This almost ensures that journalists who question the status quo and aren't beholden to paychecks from multinational corporations are going to face an uphill battle in covering government corruption and disseminating leaks and reports online. Now, most people, when you say mainstream media and the journalists that are involved with them, think that they're all crap. And that's not necessarily the case. There was a lot of these guys that could not get their stories past the fact checkers. The editorial staff or those who were responsible for checking placement of story and maybe content. You know, how many columns do we have here if it's in a newspaper? that sort of thing. Now, something else that's going on. Now, since we've been through the greatest depression, and there are signs that we are slowly starting to crawl out of it, but 2008 to 2016, folks, I would classify as being the Great Depression. The other one was a practice run. This has put a lot of people out on the streets. A lot of defunding of mental health institutions. You know, I can remember when this was going on, I could remember hearing a couple of cops grousing about all the nuts that they're going to be encountering on the streets and how the hell are we going to deal with that? Calling it part of your job to protect and serve even the crazy people. So let's be clear on this. The war on homelessness began a long time ago when the new liberals out there, let's just call them little commies, their trade agreements and bipartisan economic legislation dumped millions of people into the streets without any recourse or path to recovery. They have since doubled down and further criminalized homelessness. They've even gone as far as embedding spikes under overpasses, folks. That's right, you can't even use a bridge as a temporary roof over your head unless you like sleeping on a bed of nails. Or they've been seen taking blankets from people sleeping on the streets, just trying to keep from freezing to death from exposure. Or breaking down tents and destroying tents or encampments on public property, even engaging in physical violence against homeless people. You know, these are people that have no other place to go. They can't go live in Granny's basement. They have nobody. So, we have other issues. Drug overdose deaths have surpassed gun deaths and car accidents, believe it or not. Earlier this month, the CDC reported that drug overdose, the overdose deaths soared in 2015. Over 55,000 Americans died from drug overdoses, and the primary cause of the surge was prescription painkillers. According to CBS News, the drug overdose deaths exceeded both gun deaths and car accidents. Do you see any liberals out there marching with signs against drugs? Oh, no, but if guns or anything in alcohol, and don't be fooled, the thing about alcohol is zero tolerance. There will become a day that in this country, hell, if you use mouthwash and it contained alcohol, you're probably on your way to jail. If you register anything on a breathalyzer, and please don't tell them they don't have the right to do that. You can't make me present evidence to convict myself. Oh, they've already got around that one. They have little rubber-stamped warrants from judges saying, hey, yeah, we can hold you down. We can physically invade your body, stick you with needles, and get what we can get. Otherwise, you're going to jail, and we're going to do it anyhow, by the way. As reported by Anti-Media, the staggering figure comes even as the federal government has stepped up its efforts to combat opiate addiction, which have apparently failed to curb the health crisis brought on largely by the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, and the overzealous doctors. Now, that surge also coincides with an effort by the DEA to crack down on medicinal plant. Mike, have you ever heard of this? How the hell do you know? You know a lot of things. We're going to have to get a mic in front of you, Mike. Now, this is the first time I've heard of kratom. Spelled K-R-A-T-O-M. And that's used by patients trying to wean themselves off of painkillers. It's also used by people who seek to alleviate physical pain and by people suffering from depression, anxiety, and a variety of other mental illnesses. With the medicinal benefits of marijuana already in the crosshairs of both federal and state government, and a decades-long war on drugs that has incarcerated hundreds of thousands of people, ruining lives and tearing families apart in the process, merely for using and selling an innocuous herb that has countless medicinal benefits, and it appears nothing short of fascistic. Meanwhile, as the government continues to crack down on healthy alternatives to opioid painkillers, patients continue to overdose and die while Big Pharma lines its pockets. You know, I mean, folks, it's no accident. I forget the product, but they're now advertising nationwide, have been now for a couple of months, about the people that get constipated, because that's what happens when you take a lot of opioids. You know, you just can't get your crap right. Just can't get it right. So here's a new drug that you can take to counter what you shouldn't be taking to begin with. When I first saw that commercial, I thought, what? Why are they? This must be a real small market. No, it's not a small market. If you're seeing a commercial for it, there's money to be raked in. The United States has played a critical role in the Syrian humanitarian crisis. You think? You know, one of those countries we had to replace their government because, well, we said so. And again, the United States, with our foreign policy that has been this way for half a century, find an excuse, find a reason, go depose or blow up or fund and train and start the opposition to topple a government. We've been doing this for a very, very, very long time. And amid this multitude of celebrity deaths and other pop culture distractions, they're given disproportionate attention. This year also saw more horrifying military strikes by the United States and U.S.-led coalitions in Syria. And I'll do the story also, and there's good reason for it. Mr. Obama has sold more arms than any previous president. Yeah, the guy that won the Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, right. In November, 10 civilians were killed when U.S. warplanes bombed a cotton mill in northeastern Syria. 20 more civilians were killed by an aerial strike on Raqqa during the U.S. presidential elections. In July of 2016 alone, 1,289 civilians, including 263 children, and 191 women died from military attacks. Overall, during the nation's five-year civil war, an estimated 400,000 people have perished. Have you heard any talking head mention that figure? No, we really can't talk about Syria because, well, everybody else is finding out what role the United States played in it. You know, and I'm sure little groups like the CIA were highly upset when Russia got involved in Syria to bring an end to that supposed civil war, you know, the one we started. Folks, 400,000 deaths, 400,000 human beings gone. Now, did the United States troops kill all those people? No, but the blood is on our hands. We're the ones that initiated this supposed rebellion in Syria to pull Assad out of office. How many people dead in Iraq? How many people dead in Afghanistan? Oh, we still have troops there to make sure they get a good poppy harvest every year. But opium trade's important. After all, we got drug companies are selling stuff to alleviate your addiction to opioids. And by the way, what was missing in that part of the story? The people are on opioids that don't exactly buy them across the counter at the pharmacy. Meanwhile, the United States, maneuvering in its proxy war with Russia, continues to dump money and weapons into the hands of the rebel groups who seed the chaos and sectarian violence. You know, we had a little bit of the Dakota Access Pipeline on the national news. This received virtually no attention from the mainstream media for the duration of its development. The efforts by the government to dismantle a peaceful blockade by the Lakota Sioux, who also, along with a coalition of other indigenous tribes and activist groups, yeah, there was actually white people showing up there to stand with the Indians, who were among the coalition of other indigenous tribes and activist groups who are opposed to the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline, and resulted in some horrific injuries. Our government showed its true colors in siding with the Dakota Access LLC over the indigenous people who sought only to protect their ancestral lands. Militarized police converged to expose who our government truly answers to. And noticeably missing was the mainstream media. Now, I wanted to cover this story yesterday, but I ran out of time. And let me pull it up here real quickly. Something else that the media did not seem to cover. Nothing about, Malheur. Nothing about those rowdy individuals that keep saying that the government has no right to be out here, at least the federal government. Well, the mainstream media certainly didn't report on this either. Obama, aside from selling weapons so people can go kill each other, that we start the fights to begin with, he added another 553 million acres for conservation. The new Bear Ears Buttes Monument includes 1.35 million acres of Utah, and the Gold Butte Monument includes about 300,000 acres in Nevada. That makes a total of 553 million acres of national lands and waters that Obama has repurposed for a conservation and protection using the 1906 Antiquities Act. Jeez. Aren't the Indians antiquities? Why aren't they being protected? More than any other president, and this is even according to the crooked New York Times, more than 80% of Nevada and about 65% of Utah is now owned by the federal government. And that came from National Public Radio. Utah Republican leaders in Congress were furious after Obama decided to designate the controversial Bear Ears Monument. This arrogant act by a lame duck president will not stand, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee responded in a statement. I will work tirelessly with Congress and the incoming Trump administration to honor the will of the people of Utah and undo this designation. Well, I got a little suggestion here, Senator Mike. How about get rid of the rest of these designation in your state that the federal government claims that they have dominion over? A November poll of Utah residents showed that 60% were opposed to the idea and only 33% supported it. Congressman Jason Chavetz was also furious. He said the midnight move is a slap in the face of the people of Utah, attempting to silence the voices of those who will bear the heavy burden it imposes. He went on to say that major break with protocol. He's calling for that against Obama because it did not have the support of the Utah governor, the state congressional delegation, nor local elected officials or state legislators who represented the area. Obama has used the power to create 29 separate national monuments using the Antiquities Act. And by the way, the Washington Post reports that he's expected to create one or two more in order to match or beat Franklin Delano New Deal Roosevelt, I really am a communist from New York, his record of 30 designations. Now, I wonder how Mr. Trump is going to handle this one. Because there is a smoking gun out there in Nevada, right, Harry Reid? Right, Hillary? Right? Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Oh,
hello.
Hey, hang on. Hang on a second. I got to take a break. Hang on, man. 3 minute break. 800-313-9443. I want to go through a lot of information here. So let's be quick and precise in our comments, and we'll get more people in. I know how you like to load me up in the last half hour. We'll be back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
We're back. Go ahead, Jerry. We got the commercial out of the way.
Well, Happy New Year, John, number one. And number two, you were talking about a certain plant that you could grow in your own backyard that had cannabinoids that would probably stop cancer and keep you healthy and wealthy and wise. And on one of your shows in the past 2 weeks, it might have been Captain Fred on Saturday. He played a tape from 1937 where they introduced some congressman from some state, said this is bad, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he also brought in that, you know, our livestock, our beef, our dairy cows, our pigs, our chickens, they part almost 50% was feral hemp that they ate in their diet. Now, we ate them. That way, we got the cannabinoids in our body, and the cannabinoids help stop cancer. Now, it's funny you mention that something that, you know, the Rockefellers and the Warburgs and the Carnegies all got together and said, well, this is a bad thing. Let's pay some congressman to introduce a bill, and they'll make it a Schedule I narcotic.
Mm-hmm.
And here it was something that was part of human history for quite a few thousand years. As I recall, George Washington once made a statement about anybody who owns property should designate one half of their property to grow this plant. That's how beneficial it was. Not to mention the sandals, the blue jeans, the clothing, and that's where you start getting into the textile industry. And I think, I mean, you look at all of the big names in media and in newspapers and things like that. They were all involved with squashing this down and making it no good.
Well, and also, just to throw this in, Jerry, you know, if, you know, there was something biblical about leaving your land fallow for a certain period of time, rotating crops so you don't extract important nutrients, but, you know, don't worry about that because the chemical companies came to our aid. So now we've used chemical fertilizers and absolutely burnt the soil out, whereas this non-THC, the commercial hemp that you're talking about, hell, if it had a little bit of dirt and a little bit of water, it'd grow anywhere. And quickly.
You're absolutely right. And you know, the funny thing, too, is it's kind of crazy for a country to take a food-based product, which is corn, and make ethanol out of it, when they found that cattails are very much more efficient in producing ethanol, and then hemp would be the other thing. And
but it's a criminal act. Just check your local laws. If you're caught with a cattail, you're going to jail. You're going to jail, my friend. Because
cattail that goes next to the roads in the swampy areas and things like that.
Yeah, because it's been discovered that they suck up a lot of nasty stuff. I know a little bit about the... Do me a favor, Jerry, because you brought up a couple of points here that I'd enjoy relaying to the audience. Cattails. Plant those, like planting more trees. You're worried about global warming? You're worried about climate change? You're worrying about all this carbon dioxide? Good. Plant some trees, green stuff. But even the oceans do more to create oxygen than even the green leafy stuff does. Jerry, hang on a second. I've got to take top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. Get into a lot of other news and information, folks. It's a new year. I'm not feeling comfortable, are you? I certainly am not, because we're nowhere close to having a republic back. And we still got the corporations and the government running things. Oh, that's right. The government is a corporation now.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.